Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Got another lovely story for you. People with disabilities, of course, face challenges and barriers in their life. And our next guest says, clothing shouldn't be one of those barriers. So Vogue magazine named her as one of the 25 powerhouse women changing the fashion industry, and Pennies, no less, sought her out to make some of their clothing, some of the clothing in their range, more adaptable. Victoria Jenkins, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Not at all. Thanks a million for chatting to us. Now, we'll get to that collaboration with Pennies or Primark, as it is in your market. But adaptive fashion, can you explain it to us? I mean, it can be self-explanatory, but if you could give us a little crash course.
Of course. So adaptive to me means making clothes potentially for people who are wheelchair users. So it's like for a seated design, so it shapes differently. And also just building in different access points and changing the fastening so that if you're going through chemotherapy, you can access your arm without taking all of your clothes off. Or if you're tube fed, just being able to feed tubes through pockets rather than over a waistband.
Great. And there are things like magnetic zips, inner waistband pulls, you said, pockets with tube access. This is a thing we don't think of, able-bodied people don't think about, but it's really important.
It's super important. I think the thing is, you know, no one thinks about it until it happens to you. And, you know, 80% of people acquire their disability. So that's, you know, a huge portion of people who didn't grow up with it. And it includes temporary disability. You know, you break your arm or your leg, suddenly half your wardrobe you can't wear. Adaptive fashion kind of answers that as well. So there are different ways of getting in and out of things.
So obviously you want to spread this message as far as you could. You obviously were delighted then to hear from Primark, Pennies as they are here. They sought you out to make some of their range more adaptable. Was that kind of music to your ears, I presume?
It was. Well, it was a bit of the first meeting with them, where they were sort of taking me through all the work that they've done, and because they'd already launched their adaptive lingerie. And they were sort of explaining they wanted to be able to move faster and sort of work with experts. And they had some photos of my runway in their deck. And I didn't really take it in until the end of the meeting. I was like, oh, I think they wanted me to work with them specifically. So it was a very surreal, very proud moment, I think, for me, for sure.
Yeah, it's
that lovely recognition that, you know, I am one of the experts in this space. I'm obviously not the only adaptive designer. There's more than one of us. And there are people that have come before me. But obviously I've brought different things to the table.
Adaptive designer, that's a new term for us today. Do brands in the fashion industry, they tend to shy away from the idea of adaptive fashion?
They do. Well, they shy away from disability altogether. If you look at the representation of disabled models on the runway, you know, it's an appalling amount of inclusion. But it sort of actually speaks to employment as well. The amount of disabled people working in head office for fashion brands is limited at best. And I know, you know, from my own experience, had I put disabled on my CV, I wouldn't have been hired at most of the companies I ended up working for. So I just said chronically ill and that it was managed, which was, you know, most of the time was the case. And sometimes, unfortunately, wasn't, because, you know, I have a lot of conditions and some of them like to trip me up from now.
All right. For the line, it's going to feature new pieces, both men and women's wear. And they're out. It's out and about and being. It was launched last week.
Yes, it was out on Tuesday. I went at 7:15 in the morning to Tottenham Court Road to watch them change the windows because I was one hell of an eager beaver.
Yeah, that's a lovely moment, though.
It's been incredible. It was. My godmother came along with me to watch as well, and some friends. And even one of the models actually from the campaign shoot came along too. So it was lovely for all of us.
Ah, it's an incredible moment. It's obviously, it's a huge thing for you because you became an adaptive fashion designer from your own experience.
Yes, yeah, exactly. You know, sort of working in the fashion industry anyway, it's not the kindest of industries, but yeah, suddenly being thrown into this community that I had no previous knowledge of either, really. It was, yeah, sort of in hospital with somebody in 2016 that sort of, she put the idea in my head when she said she couldn't dress how she wanted to. And I thought, oh, neither can I. I hadn't really thought about it every time I'd had surgery or come out of hospital, but, you know, there were events that I just wouldn't go to because I couldn't wear the clothes I wanted to go to a said event. So,
And this all happened to you nearly 10 years ago, was it? What happened?
So it was in 2012. So, I mean, I'd been very unwell for a long time and seen an awful lot of doctors who all said I was a woman, I was too young, and it couldn't possibly be anything dangerous. And I had an ulcer that burst in my stomach, and I had life-saving surgery in 2012. And then since then, I've had multiple diagnoses and bits of me removed and rewired. So it's been quite a journey. But, you know, again, it's given me this sort of this purpose in this community. So actually, I do kind of see it as a bit of a gift to me, really.
It hasn't held you back, that's for sure.
Well, I try not to let it. I mean, there are some days when I wouldn't mind it cutting me some slack. I've been quite, when I'm this busy as well, it's quite difficult to manage, you know, sort of all the things you want to do to promote and launch things when your body says no. But I find a way.
So now that you're basically unable to dress the way that you're used to, adaptive fashion is really important, and it's something you're pointing out and spreading that message worldwide now.
Yes, it's really important. Well, if you can't, you know, it kind of, clothes that do act as sort of, they're good for us. When we look good, we feel good. And if you can't dress how you want to, that's a kind of a daily reminder of maybe that your circumstances have changed. And it's a preventative. You know, if you need to go for a job interview but you can't dress for that job interview, the likelihood of you getting it is reduced. And, you know, even to be taken seriously at work, if you're sort of trapped in a uniform of jogging bottoms and T-shirts, you're not going to get promoted, you're not going to be invited to as many things. People are going to think of you a certain way. So, you know, clothes really have the power to sort of change lives. And I have heard so many wonderful stories from people who, you know, there was Emma who was on this morning over here last week, who said, you know, she's 27. It's the first time she's been able to put jeans on her own.
Right.
It's incredible. It's, you know, it's really powerful and really simple changes that enable that.
Really simple changes. That's the key to it.
Yeah.
You've had lots of accolades. You must be very proud of your achievement. You should be.
I am. I mean, I always cringe when I have to reel off lists of things because I just sort of think it's happened to somebody else. But yes, no, I am very proud, and I think it's testament to, even in the face of having a lot of people in this industry saying no, that I haven't listened and I just keep going.
And the fact that you're on television on Channel 4 on BBC, where you presented to the Dragon's Den about 2 years ago, it's the visibility you were talking about at the start. That's important.
Yes, it is, because it's still disability representation on TV and in the media is still way below the what it should be. I think it was 0.01%. in 2018, and it's not really shifted the dial much since then. I think we're represented much more on children's TV. Disability is far more far more mentioned. But, you know, if it's one in five people, then the representation really needs to be much, much higher.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Victoria Jenkins, thank you so much for chatting to us. And
thank
people
you so
can,
much for having me.
Can find this adaptive fashion line in Penny's here in Ireland.
Yes.
Simple as that. Have a good day. Thanks so much.
Thanks.